Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you downloaded us from. Thanks very much for doing that. Of course, as usual, we are brought to you by, guess whom? Persona Nutrition. You can take the free program at mypersona.com. It's a wonderful program where you get to, in fact, look at what you're missing in your nutrition and find out whether you need something to boost it or not. That's a free program at mypersona.com. PERSONA.com is where you get that. And they've been our sponsor for quite a long time, so thank you to mypersona.com, but especially thank you for downloading us, the A segments. And this is 1001A, we've done more than 1,000 weekly podcasts, is the news of the week and especially what it means to you. The B, that's always a great guest, and the guest this week is Carla Burns, who talked about sunscreens and what to look for. I'm going to give you a hint, micronized zinc oxide, and she tells you why that's so important for skin protection as opposed to the chemical ones. She's the research analyst in charge of sunscreens at the Environmental Working Group. 1000B was Brian Koo, who has talked about sleep and restless legs. And 1002B coming up, John Judge. He's the CEO and president of the Appalachian Mountain Club, talking about the outdoor citizen. Get out, give back, and get active is his message. There are some wonderful stories this week. The first one, which is a longevity is the next disruptor, is about blood pressure. The lower your blood pressure, and this is really a surprise to me because this is lower than normal. The lower your blood pressure, the healthier you will be. This is a study included a large number of people, 1,457, average age 58, and they followed them for about 10 years. And what they found, and by the way, they didn't have cardiovascular disease, they didn't smoke, they didn't drink, they were basically healthy people. And what they found was very interesting in that the people who had blood pressures lower than 100, that is from 90 to 99, had four times lower risk of heart attack and stroke. That's four times than people with just a blood pressure 120 to 129 systolic. That's the upper number. And we always accept that. But in fact, that number gave people four times the risk, 4.6 to be specific, of someone who was 90 to 99 systolic. So lower the blood pressure as long as that diastolic, the bottom number, is above 55. We may start giving blood pressure pills to people who have blood pressures of 120 over 80. It's really remarkable, these data. The next story is one that I'm not really as happy with as I could be, and that's because it is a problem. And why do I say the next story is a problem? Because it is, if you will, again, it is a wellness, well beyond wellness story, but it is about what happens on the outbreak of the carrier Roosevelt. Now, it turns out that many of the sailors had antibodies. Of those who had symptoms and volunteered, 60% had antibodies. Well, that's not really good because you want 100% to have antibodies so they don't get it again. But even of that 60%, only 60% of those were against the attachment point, or what we call neutralizing. That is, if you have antibodies against some other part of the virus can still get in the cell, replicate, and you treat a few of them, you kill a few of the viruses, but it's not stopping the infection or preventing it. What you want to do is prevent it with neutralizing antibodies. That's against the attachment point, and only 36% of the total. What does that mean? That's not a happy story. What it means is that herd immunity is going to be very difficult to come by with this. What else does it mean? It also means that, if you will, it's going to be tougher to get a vaccine. Now, we have 110 shots on goal or something like that. We have 110 shots that vaccine companies are making, so maybe we'll get one. But it does mean we need a treatment that lowers the risk of dying from it by 80 to 90% at least.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
The third one is runners. Here's how to fuel up and stay hydrated. And the way you want to do it, guess what? It's pretty simple. You just take a lot more water. Drink 8 ounces before you run, 8 ounces after you run, and then don't run for more than an hour. If you can run for more than an hour, every hour you want a Pedialyte solution of 8 ounces. That is, you want to replace your electrolytes and maybe get some glucose with it to help get the electrolytes in you. But that's if you're running for more than an hour. The next story, and that is, if you will, wellness foreplay, obviously, story of the week. The story, fast food disasters. This, again, is a Automega's story, since it's about food. And what are the 5 worst lunch foods? Pizza. It's because of the sodium. One pizza slice, 680 milligrams of sodium. Burgers and fries, yeah, they can have 1,200 calories in the typical double cheeseburger and large fries. That's without the drink, and 1,700 milligrams of sodium. Cold-cut combos, bad from a lot of standpoints. Hot dog, one Frankfurter contains 19 grams of fat, 8 grams of which is bad. You have 2 hot dogs and you've done for the day. And you may be done for the day, too. And fried chicken, that's another thing that ain't any good for you. So those are the 5 worst in the Automega story of the week. By the way, the pandemic has lured us back into bad snack foods. I think it is whoever makes cookies, Nutter Butter cookies and Newton's, some of the other cookies have been going off the shelves 30%. Good news, even soup has increased. Soup mainly is healthy as long as it's low-sodium soup. Breakfast cereals, huge increase. As well, and Oreos, bad news, increased as well. What's the MIND diet? It is a combination of the Mediterranean and a if you will, a diet that is the DASH, or diet for hypertension. It's basically leafy green vegetables, more vegetables, nuts, berries, olive oil, whole grains, beans, fish, a little poultry, and some wine. Those are things that are great for you, things that you want to cut out if you want to keep your mind intact and keep your brain young. Red meat, egg yolks, fried food, cheese, saturated and trans fat, and sugary food. So cut those things out. Next story of the week and what it means to you is that all women should be screened for anxiety disorder, because it is twice as common in women and men, and it can, and you can get better therapies for it. Scary story of the week, again, a wellness foreplay. When you go out, put long-legged pants on and socks over the edge, because Lyme disease is here again, and only 26% of the locations that should be monitoring it and telling you about it are doing it this year. That is, we're way down in, because we just don't have enough money for public health, so they aren't monitoring it as they should be. Telehealth has been used to keep, this is an Automega story, grab it, because telehealth has been used to help people keep the weight off. And in fact, when they use daily phone or messaging, they keep much more weight off. One of the key stories this week as well was the research on limit alcohol before bedtime. Why? Because although it helps you get to sleep, you metabolize it, and thus you wake up sooner, and it interrupts that good REM or restorative sleep. So if you can avoid drinking for 3 hours before bedtime, much better. Those are the main news stories of the week. Again, the key is lower your blood pressure as much as possible. Talk to your doc about whether yours is low enough, and go for a diet that is good for your mind. That is leafy green vegetables, any vegetables, nuts, berries, olive oil, whole grains, beans, salmon and ocean trout, and wine. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be back next week with another You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast. This was 1001A. The A is, of course, the latest news of the week, brought to you by Persona. Now, you can get daily vitamin packs personalized for you. Can you imagine that? Yes, personalized. Our sponsor is Persona Nutrition. I take my personalized supplements. You can, too. Take the free online assessment and get your recommendations at mypersona.com. Thanks very much for tuning in, downloading us. Tell your friends about us. Rate us weekly. We're here for you. Thanks again. This is Dr. Mike. Thanks, Joe, for great engineering, and especially for you for downloading us.